Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know Dasher and Dancer and
Prancer. Welcome back, Sports Blitzer, to the Max. Comet, the high school sports go on. Joining us now, head coach of Minneapolis North High School, Larry McKenzie, to talk about his basketball team and much more. Larry, good evening.
How you doing, Maxie? How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How you doing? You know what? You've dealt with this COVID thing once before, and now we keep hearing it. We don't know what direction it's going. What did you learn from the first time around, Larry?
Well, I mean, you just got to take a lot of precautions, Maxie. I mean, so, you know, we just try to continue to tell our guys you need to wash your hands. You got to stay hydrated. You know, if you're feeling a little under the weather, we prefer that you miss practice. Yeah, I mean, you know, we missed almost 20 days last year, not because we had anyone test positive, but just because we were, you know, close to somebody. And so as a being in close proximity, you know, that we had to sit out 14 days each time. So,
well, I can't remember. Didn't Minneapolis City Conference make it vaccination mandatory?
They did. Yep. So but we got guys who, so it's mandatory right now. And, but I probably maybe 50% of my team is vaccinated. So all of the other guys are required to take tests every Monday.
That's what it is. So you don't have to be vaccinated, but you mandatory testing if you want to play, huh?
If you want to play, that's correct. Yeah.
And how has that worked out? Is it a good system in place? What is it?
Well, I mean, so far so good. I mean, I'm not involved in the process. I just get notified as to whether or not my guys have tested and who needs to be tested if they did not turn in their test on Monday. But I'm not involved in the process at all.
Okay, let's take this a step deeper, Larry, because that's what I love about having you on. We can do that. So since COVID hit and distance learning to now, are you starting to see the effects of, can you tell, you know, what kids kept up with their schoolwork, had great access to, and what kids didn't, now that we've been, you know, it's kind of, you know, the first part of it and last year's distance learning is behind us. Are you able to get a good idea who's where?
Yeah, you know, and I have to say, Max, I've been blessed. I mean, a lot of my kids are really student athletes, and so
plus you stay on top of them to make sure they are.
Yeah, yeah, and so they took care of the book. But what I can tell you, Maxie, I mean, I'm gonna tell you what I've seen is, and just to be very real with you, I saw a lot of my kids who graduated in 2020. Who went to school and because of COVID got kicked out of the dorms, and because they didn't have basketball, because they didn't have classes to go to. I mean, it's sad to say a lot of those kids I'm seeing out in the street right now, you know, I'm just praying that they'll, you know, find their way back to some of the right things. But I can tell you, I can see that kind of impact on a lot of kids, on a lot of those kids that, you know, just didn't have you know, places to come back to, that that they would be held accountable and those kind of things. And so as a result, you know, I mean, we got some kids that are not doing as well as we had hoped.
What can you do when you see a kid like that, when you see a kid that you know, and maybe you knew and you know him to be a good kid, or they can be a good kid if they choose to be, and now they're 20 years old instead of being in your program in 17. What can you do? I mean, is there a method you can use to try to get them back on the straight?
Well, I don't know if there's a method. You know, one of the things that we try to do is we try to encourage our kids. I let the kids know that if they're interested in, you know, getting back in school and wanting to go do some things, we're here to help them any way that we can, you know, but it has to be your decision. And, you know, Maxie, I mean, one of the things I use quite often, and I used to tell Lawrence this all the time, and I tell the kids this same thing now, I am willing to push the car, but you have to start the car.
Yep.
I'm willing to help any way I can, but you got to start the car. I can't, because of this. If you're doing it for me, it won't last.
No,
it's got to. You got to be doing it for you.
And Lawrence is your son who played for the Gophers. People will remember and had a storied career at Henry and Oklahoma and the University of Minnesota. So when they're not willing to start the car, do you learn over time as a coach and an educator? That you just can't invest in those that don't want to be invested in? Are you able to say, hey, this is all I can do?
Yeah, I think it's funny you say that, because that's been one of the hardest lessons that I've had to learn over the years, Maxie. It's hard, but you can't win them all. I know my mom always told me, she, you know, and my mom was a longtime educator, and the thing that she told me, she said, look, son, you got to focus on the war. You're going to lose some of the battles.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay focused on the war. And so that was a hard lesson to learn, because I honestly tell you, I mean, you know, in the early years, I thought I could save them all. I really did.
Sure.
And so, you know, now you've learned. I mean, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't always make them drink.
Yep. Yeah, I remember hearing a story of a coach, and I believe it was Jim Wacker, who was at the Gophers, was down coaching in Texas at the time, and he went to a high school, and he was talking to the high school coach. He says, how are you doing? He says, not good. You know, we got two kids I was counting on playing this year, and both of them quit the team or decided not to come out, and so I'm really blah, 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 blah. And Coach Wacker said, how many you got out for the team? And he said, you know, 82. And he says, so let me get this straight. You got 82 people that believe in you, and you're going to choose
right
to focus on the two that don't. You owe it to the 82 that do
right
to be a great coach to them, because they have chosen to believe in you. Is that kind of what we're talking about here?
That's exactly what we're talking about. I mean, that's exactly what you're talking about. Yep. And again, it is so easy to get distracted and want to help those, but I'm going to steal that one from Coach Wacker, because that's certainly the truth. And so we focus on the ones that are there, that are committed to the things that we're trying to do, the investments that we make in them. And so, yes, sir, that's where we're at. Yeah, yeah.
Larry, as one of the things that we see, I've learned a lot. I will say I'll never really I know a lot about the inner city because I'm connected to people like you. I'll never really know the inner city unless you live there. That's the way I believe it. I believe that's true of growing up in a small town, too. There's a lot of people who think they understand what it's like to live in a small town. Until you lived in it, you don't really understand it. And we're all the product of something that way. But we see sometimes now with these carjackings, 13 and 14-year-olds don't even have their driver's license involved in carjackings. Can you give us a profile at all of kids that end up there at that early of an age? And is there anything that you see that we can do?
Well, I can't say that I can give you a profile. And what I can tell you, Maxie, is, and I say this all the time, and this is my personal opinion, but we've talked about that. It's the leadership of this city that have put this city in that predicament. And I'll tell you, one of the things is, and we talk in particularly about North Minneapolis, Max, you've been over here, you sat down with me, and I'm telling you that a lot of those kids on this side of town, Maxie, there is no theater, there's no skating rink,
nope,
there's no bowling alley, The parks close before sun goes down. Many of the schools don't have after-school programs and offering for these kids. And so when they say idle time is a devil's workshop.
Yep.
And so when you and again, when you cut and defund organizations like PAL, where you had the policemen and the firemen and positive, particularly African-American men involved in these kids' lives, and you've taken those things away, I mean, what do you expect? That is the return on the non-investment that you've made.
Sure. Absolutely. And you know, there's another piece to that too, Larry. And I don't know. It took me a while to figure this out. And it's this. If you depend on where you grow up, but I want everybody that's listening to think about this. If you bring your kids to school every day, what do you drive by to get to school? It's a different, you know, obviously everybody drives through, you know, different neighborhoods, etc. There's a huge difference between driving on Broadway and seeing stores that are have bars on them and vacant lots. And on top of that, maybe some memories. Say, that's where my cousin got shot. And every day you go through that, the imprint is so large, you know, on your way to school. And to your point about that leadership, et cetera, you got to clean that up to an extent. You got to drive to school and go, well, maybe one day I can own that restaurant, and that restaurant better not have bars in front of it or closed.
Absolutely, Maxie. I mean, and you're right. I mean, you don't drive down Broadway and you can't point to black businesses or ownership of black businesses or places. And like you say, I mean, you on your way to school, you see more memorials and other kinds of things. And again, I mean, you when kids don't have options, they will find the streets. Anybody will tell you. I mean,
that's 100% almost, huh?
Even Mackie, you know this. I mean, and this even in a small town, right? There are those kids that when they don't have things to do and they aren't engaged in the community, they'll find, you know what I'm saying?
They'll find something to do and it won't be healthy. Now, it might not be a gang, it might not be a carjacking, but they're going to find unhealthy things to do.
Unhealthy things, absolutely. Correct. Yes, sir.
So, the easier piece of this is to talk about basketball. Your team looks good again this year. How do you feel?
I tell you, you know, we got to get a bunch of guys who's coming out of football who are not in basketball shape.
You whipped them into shape before, though.
Yeah, but and I'm just saying, the first two games, you know, you see a little bit of rust and that kind of stuff. But I like these kids. I mean, we just coming off a hard fought 1-point loss to the number 36 team in the country in Chicago, Simeon. We had
that was in South Dakota, right?
We're in South Dakota, yeah, and the kids play well. So I'm just excited about my kids getting in shape and what's ahead. They're going to be pretty tough to deal with come mid-February.
Now, what was that competition? It wasn't just you. There was a couple of Minnesota teams there, right?
Yes, Tino Grace was there, and then there. I mean, it was some of the top teams in the Midwest. Dream Academy, Sunrise Christian Academy, I think they're number one or number two in the country. They look like a college or even a professional team. When you put, I mean, they started one kid that was going to sign with Duke, one kid that signed with Kansas. So the level of competition, Ken Wood from Chicago was there. I think they're number four in the nation. And one of the better teams from South Dakota. So it was really, really tough competition.
Now, you got a really interesting matchup coming next week. COVID permitting, as we always say these days, but you got a team from Houston coming to town. Explain.
Yeah, so we've been working on this for about a year with the Minnesota Black Basketball Coaches Association. We're putting on the first annual George Floyd Jr. Memorial Classic, and Houston Yates will be taking on Minneapolis North December 28th at 5 p.m. That is the high school that George Floyd went to, and so those games are going to be held at North Central University. And, you know, we just thought as a community of coaches, first of all, we wanted to remember the contribution of change that George Floyd has not only brought to this community, but to our country. And so we're hosting, we're raising money for a scholarship for kids of color to be able to attend school. And so this is our first annual event.
So how difficult is it to get them to come up and play? Because that's costly for them, too. How difficult is it to make all this work?
Yeah, well, you know, we've been blessed in a sense that we've had some people who helped us out a little bit financially to get them here, helping with the hotel and what have you. And so, yep. And then we have one of the top teams out of Chicago coming as well, Chicago Orr, which would be good playing against Park Center. So we got two Minnesota top teams and two of the country's top teams that are coming in here for a tournament. So it should be a great two-day event.
You know, there's a George Floyd Foundation now to help, I guess, with different causes. In your mind, what is the greatest thing that that foundation could do financially for the city or for kids?
Well, so again, Maxie, in my mind, in the words of Nelson Mandela, say that education is probably one of the greatest weapons that you can have. And so, to me, investing in kids, helping them go to either a vocational school or to college to pursue education that put themselves in a position to make more than a livable wage, that they can take care of their families, that they can buy a home, that they can change their lives. To me, that's the greatest investment that we can make. And some of these other things I honestly struggle with, but I think there's no better investment than helping our kids pursue opportunities as apprentice, internship, college degrees to give them an opportunity to change their lives and their future family lives.
Amen. You and I will talk again soon. Always appreciate it. But Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, my friend. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yep, we'll talk soon, too. Larry McKenzie from Minneapolis North. They've got that team coming from Houston. It'll be a great, they got Park Center, a team from Chicago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.